Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Right, Wayne, we got to play Transference for, I think that was Ubisoft. This is a VR game. I know last year I played it for the first time. It was like more of a concept demo. Mm-hmm. It took me a while the first time. I was like, what does it have to do? Then I figured out, you know, I have to switch, play with the light switches. And everything. And cool puzzles, love it. It was very crazy. And I'm not going to lie, I got dizzy. This demo for E3 2018 seemed smooth. I played VR again, and I finished the puzzle right away. I figured it out ASAP. That even the developer was like, okay, all right, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that. Cause
for those that don't know, this is your first time you played.
Yeah.
What is it you know about Transference?
Okay, so I know that a father has made a virtual, not a virtual reality, but basically a virtual space where he has tried to create a one-by-one replica of their house. Mm-hmm. And something is going wrong. There's something that's...
And you see him in the beginning of the video.
Yeah, you see him. And he talks to you. Speaking directly to you.
Yeah.
And I know that the woman who introduced me, she gave me the rundown. She said that the light switches switch perspectives. And then later on, someone told me it was times, like that it was possibly times lines. And
yeah, so when you turn on the light, or you, let's say you're playing around with the switch, the light switch, I mean, yes, you will go back in time. So the original demo, you go, the house is like blood everywhere, mm-hmm. It's dark, red, very creepy. When you press the switch, it'll go back in time, normal. There's no blood. It's not dark. There's lights. There's light outside. You get to see more stuff in the house. So there's stuff that you'll get to see when you go back in time, mm-hmm. that sometimes you have to go back in time, pick up the item, press the switch. You take that item from the past
to the present,
and you will solve puzzles like that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a little, I mean... The lady had to tap me on my shoulder a couple of times and tell me, okay, you're going the wrong way.
Okay, they noticed. See, yeah. They didn't do that to me this time because I figured out the puzzles. Uh-huh. Well, one of the parts of the puzzles that I got to play was there's some stairs going up and you see the doorknob,
right? The knocker?
Yeah, it was highlighting a lot. So yeah. I was like, what is that? So I went all the way upstairs and it said something like, doorknob
object file missing.
So when I went downstairs again, like I think one floor down, there was a switch there. I was like, let me press the switch. We'll see what happens. So I pressed the switch. I went back to that same door in a different time, grabbed the doorknob, took it with me, pressed the switch, went to the present, put the doorknob to the door during the present time. It said file complete or something like that. Like basically,
and then the door materialized.
Yeah, yeah. So then now I could open the door.
Yep.
Go in. I go in and there was this creepy little girl just standing there going,
dude, scared the hell out of me.
I was like, that was creepy. Like last year I played it, I was not scared. I wasn't scared at all. But that part was creepy as hell. I was like, I'm not going to lie. You got me. Because I wasn't paying attention. I was just looking like this. Because there was a lot of drawings.
Yeah, that was creepy too. From that little girl.
So I was looking. And then when I looked right, that's when she jumped. She's like, hey, and walked away.
Oh, my.
So I'm like, let me go follow her. So I go make a right. I'm following her. I can't find her.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find her. It was just freaking creepy the whole time. Now, do you consider this as a thriller or horror?
Oh, it's definitely
or both. Suspenseful. It's like what do you consider
all three of those?
All three, right?
It was really cool because I never got to experience virtual reality until I came here to E3, and I did a roller coaster simulation, which was fun. It was a little dizzying.
It was too fast.
Yeah, it was too fast. I played Skyrim, which was just straight up fun, and then when I played this game, it was a whole new type of virtual reality. As soon as I put on the helmet or the goggles and the headphones, mm-hmm. the music, it was creepy. In Skyrim, I'm running around, I'm swinging the weapons. In this one, yeah. I'm walking slow. Yeah. I'm turning my head, I'm looking around, and you can hear the little child's voice. She's saying like, "Oh, it's here, it's coming."
And also there was a part that I got to where I hear the family singing happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You see the father, the daughter, the mother. Mm-hmm. You see pictures like on the side, on the wall. It was freaking creepy as hell, man. Creepy.
It was scary.
But the thing is, I really like the game, right? I'm not a fan of virtual reality. So when you can listen to the episode where I sat down and I talked to the developer and I asked him, can I play this game without VR?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yep, you could play without VR. I was like, even better, man.
Perfect, you know what's perfect. Interesting? I feel the opposite because outside of VR, when I play a horror type game, I feel very disconnected to it. When it's on the screen, mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, I know something's going to pop out right now. So I'm just going to run through, let it pop out, and then I'll shoot or whatever I can do. But in the virtual reality, I was terrified. I was actually there and scared, and it's obviously still a video game, but it didn't feel like that. And I heard the people that were in the room with me straight up laughing because
they were laughing. You were jumping.
I was jumping. I was freaking out. I was not shutting
up. But that's good. That's good because,
and it was fun.
You know what? That's the crowd they're aiming for. Yeah, the hardcore fans will play, but you never play VR.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard Transference until exactly. today. I bet you, right? Like,
yeah.
So that's the crowd that they want, you know. So he told me, "Look, you can play this game without VR." I was like, "Well, I'm definitely gonna play this without VR." It was a lot of fun. I just gotta decide which version. I might be Xbox, PlayStation 4, one of the two. So yeah, I really enjoy this game. It's a lot of fun. I honestly, this is the perfect game. Halloween night,
yes.
Have your lights off.
Oh man, that's
terrifying. VR or not.
Yeah,
you could do definitely now.
We have different experiences, though.
Yes. Now, my question to you: analog sticks, the way how you turn, I'm used to it already. For you, okay. That's your first time.
Yeah.
When you walk normal forward or back is normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit weird at first turning.
Yeah, she told me before we started. She said that it's automatically set to turn like a quarter. When you hit to the right, it'll just automatically move you a certain percentage.
Yeah.
It's not like a smooth turn, like you slowly turn. She said that we could change that if I wanted. And I was like, no, let's just run it.
Oh, so you could change it in what way? Like
you can make it so you turn exactly how you want it to at that speed.
Like a regular, instead of going click, click, click.
Exactly. Okay. Instead of going click, click, click.
See, they never mentioned that to me.
Yeah, she mentioned it to me and I was like, you know what? If you guys put it that way, let's leave it that way just in case. Like there's probably a reason. And it made it a little easier for me because I noticed that when you walk sideways, it's a lot slower. So it was just simpler for me to just click and turn and keep the movement speed going up because eventually you kind of want to move a little faster because mm-hmm. at first you're moving around slow because it's creepy, but then things start happening. Oh my gosh. And
it was dope.
Solved it, which I don't know. I was probably fast.
I solved it fast.
I was taking forever. I was walking up the stairs. I was looking at everything. Everything
so
on
you
the
went
wall.
Upstairs. You went
I
to
went,
the basement.
I went all the
everything.
Way upstairs.
Yeah.
And the lady, I don't know if she wasn't paying attention, but I got all the way to the top. All the doors were locked. And then she tapped me on the shoulder.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I was worried, like, should I take my VR off or just keep on walking? Because I don't know if I'm doing it right. So I was doing it right. That's why they never tapped me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like nobody was watching me. that's what it was.
That's
so
funny.
So I kept on going. Yeah, dude, it was. I think it was fun.
I got
man.
To the top, and then she tapped me. She was like, "Okay, you're actually supposed to go to the basement." And mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh gosh, okay, I gotta go all the way down."
Yeah.
And then I got the doorknob. I unlocked the door. I synced the radio stations. That was like the next part. Did you get to that part?
Oh yeah, and I got it. I even went to the past. Okay, so this is how I solved that puzzle. I went to the past
because that's where I failed.
I heard sound like somebody. It was very staticky.
That's the
right?
thing that got
so
me.
So I was like, "Let me mess around with this radio." So I messed. This is in the past. Like I went to the past to figure it out. So I'm changing the radio. The signal is still staticky. Then this one part is getting a little bit better. Then it's perfect.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, this is where I need to put the radio. So I went to the future, and I got it correctly. Mm-hmm. And I went to the next area. And it kept on. And then,
the
boom.
Next
and
area.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly.
You see, that's where our split. Because I got the radio station. I found the right tune. And it was really creepy.
But you went back to the future and did the same thing?
I went back. Yeah, I synced it up in the past and the present.
Oh, you have to. This is what happened. You did it in the future. You stayed. Stay. And then it will say complete. Because you're hearing there's stuff coming up from the radio. And you have to listen to the
oh, no.
That's what happened. You were almost done.
Dude, because so this is what happened. I find the radio station. It lit up. I knew it was right.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, flip the switch. And as soon as it synced up, you could hear the child like, dad.
Yeah.
Like,
and it kept
happening?
On, kept on. And then once the audio is done, that's
you
when
see,
you complete the mission.
I didn't, I was like.
So while I was listening to it, I was looking around to see if there was any other items.
Oh,
you know, but I was just walking around, so I was just letting it play, and then it was done.
You
I
see,
went through that door.
I was getting creeped out, so I was like, okay, I gotta sync them up right now. I gotta go. Yeah. I found the station, I hit the switch, I synced it up, and when I went back and I tried to sync it, then I heard the father talking, yeah. And then they were talking to each other once I synced it up, and they yep. were freaking out, yeah. And then the static came, and I looked down the hall, and this pixelated monster came out of the wall. First, just the head. I was terrified. And they were laughing. I could hear them laughing, but I was still scared.
That's cool.
I was like, what is that? What is it? And it started creeping towards me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to get out of here. I looked to the light switch so I can jump back to the present. The light switch was gone.
You know that game is coming out this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
I really want to try it out for Xbox. I don't have VR, so I don't have plans to buy VR. But I'm willing to get this game because I love horror games. Love horror games. That my girl's like, I'm out of here. It's like she leaves. Like she's like, I don't want to deal with this. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. Make sure to check out Transference. There's a lot of videos and information about it. You also go to the official website. And yeah, it was great. So yeah, thanks for listening to the episode.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.